Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
Hey, Jesus, sometimes I just don't understand. You're supposed to be loving and compassionate and merciful, but sometimes you just seem cruel. Take, for example, what happened when you heard about Lazarus. You got word from his family that he was sick and dying. Lord, he whom you love is ill, they said. Now, I would expect that you, of all people, would drop everything to go and help him. But instead, you said, this illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through. To my ears, that sounds a lot like, oh, it's not a big deal. It is a big deal, Jesus. And then, to make matters worse, you lingered around where you were for 2 days before you even went there. That doesn't make sense. Then again, today we know that feeling too. We pray to you, we ask you to help, we want you to be with us, but sometimes it seems like you don't show up here either. And then another thing, when you finally did decide to go to Lazarus' family, you tell your disciples, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to wake him. Your disciples thought you meant actual sleep, but you were speaking metaphorically, as you often did. So then you flat out said, Lazarus is dead. But what about the part of this illness does not lead to death? Which way is it, Jesus? Did you really think his illness wasn't that bad and that's why you took your time? Or did you know he was going to die and you still decided to wait around? Either way, I don't get it. And then you rub salt in the wound by saying, for your sake, I'm glad I was not there, so that you may believe. What? You're glad when you're not present during our times of suffering and death? What about the promise that you're with us when life is hard? What are we supposed to do when it seems like you're not keeping that promise? Well, sometimes what we do is yell at you, like Mary and Martha did. Both of them said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And I agree. If you had been here, then that disease wouldn't have slowly eaten away at the person I love. If you had been here, then that relationship I thought was so great wouldn't have fallen apart. If you had been here, then there would be no children in the world who go to bed hungry. Sometimes I suffer and I see suffering in the world and I just want to scream at you. Where were you, Jesus? When Martha came to you and expressed this frustration, you told her that her brother would rise on the last day. Which is true, and she knew that. But that also sounds like one of those stupid things you're not supposed to say at funerals. Oh, one day we'll understand why this happened. In the future, everything will be okay. Well, maybe. But that doesn't offer a lot of comfort now when the pain's so fresh, does it? And then Mary came out. And she was crying. And you asked her to show you Lazarus' tomb. And she told you to come and see. And then you began to weep. Finally. Finally, you showed some compassion for what's going on here. Finally, you related to them in their pain. Finally, you showed them that you actually care. You went to the tomb with the sisters and told them to open it. Then, after they rolled back the stone and pinched their noses because of the smell, you said something else cryptic. "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me."
What?
Then I imagine you rolled up your sleeves, pointed your fingers at the grave, and yelled, "Lazarus, come out!" And he came out, still wrapped up in his burial clothes, and you told those present to unbind him and let him go. I can imagine you took a bow, moved on to the next town, and they all lived happily ever after, I guess. But I still don't get it. Does the end, the miracle of you bringing Lazarus back, really justify all of the weird stuff you did to get there? I mean, honestly, I don't think Lazarus and his sisters gave their consent to be your human test subjects here. It's kind of cruel to run this divine experiment in their lives, just to prove you could bring someone back from the grave. Couldn't there have been some other way to show that? Why did they have to suffer just so that you could look good? What's going on with you, Jesus? I just don't get it. Hey, Kurt. Sometimes I don't understand you. I know it's hard to trust me sometimes. And I know I'm Jesus and you're not, so I often confuse you. But sometimes I don't understand why you think death has the final word. You know my promises. You know that I'm stronger than death. So then why do you worry? Well, I know why you worry. It's because you're not in control. I know that death is a big deal for you. I understand that sickness and suffering and sorrow are real. But I am not out of touch with your everyday life. Remember, I'm God incarnate. I entered into your life. I know what it's like to be human. But I also know something that sometimes you forget. I am still in charge. Yes, I stayed where I was when I heard that Lazarus was sick. But that's only because I knew he was already in my care. I didn't rush because I wasn't worried about it. I knew he was going to be okay. Sometimes you and the people around you just panic. Sometimes you think that if I don't give you an answer right away, that it's the end of the world. Or if I don't give you a solution right now, then that means I don't care. But just relax. It's not the end of the world. I do care. To me, death is like falling asleep. When you go to bed, you sleep, and then you wake up to start a new day, right? Death is like that too. I can wake you up and give you a new life. It's nothing to stress over. I mean, you don't go to bed at night and worry you won't wake up in the morning, right? Then you don't need to worry about death either. Yes, I am with you in your times of pain and suffering. You're right, that's the promise I made to you. And I will always keep that promise. Sometimes, though, you don't remember my promise until you see it happen. Like, as for your comment about using Lazarus as some object lesson, or running some divine experiment on him and his family, that's not what I did at all. Instead, I turned a tough situation into a teaching moment. Right? How else would people know that I was stronger than death unless they saw me call someone out of the grave? I mean, yes, I know that Mary and Martha were mad at me for not being there earlier. They thought I could have prevented death. But they forgot the promise that I can still bring new life even after death happens. They thought that if I didn't help Lazarus before he died, that I had missed my chance. They thought that death was permanent and the end of the story. Well, it's not. And that's why I wept. I wept because they didn't see the promise standing right there in front of them. And sometimes I weep for you because you don't see the promise standing right in front of you either. I am the resurrection and the life. I've already taken care of the past, and the future is already secure in me. So I am the resurrection and the life. Right here, right now, in the present. That's the reminder you need, isn't it? That's the reminder Mary and Martha needed. In the midst of their pain and in the face of death, they needed me to be the resurrection and the life in that moment. And so I was. And so I am. I brought Lazarus back not for my sake, not to show how powerful I am, but for their sake. So that they might believe. And I did that for your sake too. I mean, yes, I know that today you don't see people sitting up in their caskets. I know that death seems very permanent to you. But that's why I did this. So that you might believe too. I mean, if I can bring new life to Lazarus when he's dead, if I can bring new life to Mary and Martha when they thought the grave was the end, if I can bring new life even out of my own grave, then surely I can do the same thing for you. And if I can defeat death, then I can definitely handle any other problems you face. So relax. Don't worry. I've got you. I know life is hard, and you have questions, and you wonder where I am sometimes. But remember, my promises are not dependent upon you understanding them. They're dependent upon me. And I am always faithful to you. And if you find that hard to believe, just look at the works I did. Just look at the works I still do. Just look at how I bring new life. I am right here with you. I am always by your side. I am the resurrection and the life. For Lazarus and Mary and Martha and for you. In the name of the one who brings the dead to life, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.